this business is not going to go away of the Western Force, and they are in the Supreme Court today. And if that were unsuccessful, it won't go away. The Australian Rugby Union is damaged. The game is damaged. But Brendan Cannon is a former test player. I had no idea he was a writer. Very decent man. And he didn't miss yesterday on this disgraceful performance by the Australian Rugby Union. He said the board of Pulver, Cameron Klein, Brett Robinson, John Eales, Elizabeth Eales. Eales is a broadcaster, I note, on Fox Sports. Never says, oh, I'm on the board of Australian Rugby. But he's always out there pumping up their tyres. Elizabeth Broderick, God knows what she knows about rugby. Pip Marlowe, Paul McLean, a great Australian rugby player. And Anne Sherry. And Brendan Cannon, a former Wallaby, said they presided over the darkest period in Australian rugby. And he said that's what their legacy will be. Jeff Stook resigned from the board last week in protest against the decision and effectively called the process corrupt. Writes Brendan Cannon, nobody's rebuked that claim. He says, how can the Australian rugby public be expected to swallow rhetoric about change and healing when the same people responsible for the decision would be the ones remaining in charge? He said, we need a total clean out and fresh faces. There's been a lack of decency, Brendan Cannon said, in the way the people involved with the force and the community of Western Australia have been treated throughout this whole process. And he said, I use the term process loosely. This was only ever going to go one way, writes Brendan Cannon. There was only ever one team that was going to be cut by the ARU, irrespective of all its talk that the Melbourne Rebels were being considered for the axe. And the belief continues to grow that the ARU made its decision to cut the force as far back as last September. WA Premier Mark McGowan had already scrapped a $4 million advance to the ARU for staging the 2019 Bledisloe Cup. This thing's not over. This has damaged almost irreparably the game of rugby. And, writes Brendan Cannon, the West Australian government is closely assessing the investment of more than $127 million of taxpayers' money for stadium upgrades, training facility improvements and Super Rugby licence costs pledged to the ARU on the agreement the force would be alive until 2020. It's brilliant stuff. McGowan had written to Klein and Pulver about the Premier's concerns in WA before their decision. He didn't get the courtesy of a response. Andrew Forrest, one of the wealthiest men in Australia, phoned them, the ARU, to offer financial backing to the force. The ARU didn't even care to delay the arbitration, writes Brendan Cannon, or discuss alternative resolutions to secure the club's future and unburden its own commitments to the franchise. Writes Brendan Cannon, there is such a huge disconnect between the ARU and the rugby public. Klein couldn't even be bothered to put on a coat and tie for the axing announcement on Friday. The perception, Cameron, is that you were disrespectfully underdressed for what was the most significant announcement in Australian rugby history. And don't underestimate how much mental and emotional damage the ARU has inflicted upon the people affected by this decision. They've been strung along for months because of the board's inability to make a decision quickly. Writes Brendan Cannon, it should not take a tragic outcome for the ARU to understand the heart-wrenching turmoil it's caused to players and staff. The ARU, says Brendan Cannon, a former Wallaby, will want to hide behind the Bledisloe Cup promotions this week. It will hope that the game can deflect attention away from its competence, that people will forget about the ARU, but the ARU are wrong. It's put Australian rugby in a black hole, and that darkness could be all-encompassing this Saturday. Now, I mean, Brendan Cannon is outstanding, but just consider these criteria. The cost to the ARU since inception, the Western Force, $5.5 million. Melbourne Rebels, $17 million. Western Force, go. New financial backers, the Western Force have Andrew Forrest, the Melbourne Rebels, no one. The Western Force, go. 2017 average crowd numbers, the Western Force, almost 10,000. Melbourne Rebels, 8,000. The Western Force, go. The rank in Australia in the 2017 season, the Western Force came second. The Melbourne Rebels came fifth. The Western Force, go. Local players in each squad, the Western Force, 15. The Melbourne Rebels, 5. The Western Force, go. Fastest growing junior rugby in Australia, the Western Force. The Melbourne, no. Super Rugby team in 2018, the Western Force, none. The Melbourne Rebels, yes. The board of the Australian Rugby Union should be gone today. But, of course, the systems don't even allow that to happen. This is one of the darkest days, darkest weeks in the history of Australian rugby. And there are many of us, and I'm one of them. I'm sorry. We've given our blood and our sweat and everything. I've never coached for a cent in this country in any sport, ever. Never for a cent. These people are paid to be on the board. They're highly paid officials. And here they are doing this treachery to the game without consultation with those who might know. There is nothing, nothing in the rugby family but contempt for the board of Australian rugby.